Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin. A. Commuter Report. And now for our commuter report. The Bay Area Commuter Express, better known as BASE, has posted its worst on-time performance ever over the past 2 months. Incoming rail director Samuel Jenkins blames the delays on a massive increase in freight train utilization of the commuter rails. While commuter trains are given priority, freight trains headed for the Port of Oakland often get backed up for several miles, blocking commuter service, sometimes for an hour or more. Jenkins certainly has his work cut out for him. The commuter service has been plagued with other problems in the past, including the new and spotty troubleshooting service and storm-damaged tracks during winter flooding. Jenkins admits that recent delays have resulted in the loss of many commuters. He vows to woo them back, however, promising to make BASE the most reliable public transport system in the Bay Area. Well, good luck, Samuel Jenkins. You're going to need a miracle to pull that off.
Questions. Number 11. What has caused the recent BASE delays? Number 12. What is the newscaster's attitude toward BASE? B. Film Review, The Newest Hamlet. Derek Bertrand's portrayal of the Danish prince in Hamlet is winning surprising acclaim in both Great Britain and America, an impressive feat for a Hollywood action film star known more for his punches than his punchy dialogue. Among Hamlet productions to appear on screen, this one is the most notable and will likely have the longest shelf life at your local DVD rental shop. For years, Hollywood's efforts at producing Shakespeare have fallen flat. Hollywood leading stars, who rely heavily on car chases and special effects, are ill-prepared for delivering powerful iambic pentameters. Nor do Hollywood heroes and heroines hold up well against the cream of British theater, with whom they are invariably paired in pretentious Shakespeare remakes. The results of most bicultural efforts are muddled Shakespeare. But Bertrand does America proud in this recent edition. Fellow countryman and comedian Jack Rippert does an excellent job as Polonius. And the supporting British cast is more than equal to the task. The staging, by Jennifer Watson, is as imaginative as it is sumptuous. All in all, you won't want to give this one a miss, even if Shakespeare isn't normally your cup of tea.
Questions. Number 13. What kind of actor is Derek Bertrand normally? Number 14. What is the critic's opinion of Bertrand's acting in the new movie? C. Heirs to the Throne. Recently, a group of would-be descendants of royalty saw an opportunity to prove their claims. The chance came when an album of keepsakes compiled by the nanny of Britain's Queen Victoria was auctioned in Germany. The 20-page album kept by Baroness Lezen contained locks of Victoria's hair, and royal pretenders began a fierce bidding war to acquire it in order to conduct DNA testing. The Baroness cared for Victoria from age 5 until early adulthood, when Victoria began to rule the British Empire. Besides sketches, the album contains hair from her infancy, childhood, and early 20s. This is more than enough, since only about 3 hairs are required by DNA analysis to produce a person's genetic profile. The Baroness's album was eventually purchased for 70,000 euros by an unnamed Austrian bidder who believes she is related to Britain's royal family. But Queen Victoria, who died in 1901, was also the great-grandmother or great-great-grandmother of most of today's European monarchs. Now, there is a thriving business in the search for genetic material among those who believe they are descended from the illegitimate offspring of these royals. But whether Queen Victoria's heirs can really make them royal heirs remains to be seen.
Questions. Number 15. Why was there a bidding war over the album of keepsakes? Number 16. How do certain people hope to use the album? D. Of Mice and Men. In Greek mythology, the Chimera was a terrifying monster with the body of a goat, the tail of a serpent, and the head of a lion. Today, scientists are using gene technology to create modern-day chimeras by adding human stem cells to developing animal fetuses. Pigs with human blood in their veins and sheep with human hearts and livers have already been produced. There are even plans to create embryonic mice with human brain cells. Researchers see potential benefits, such as better drug testing, and the possibility of growing human organs and other spare parts in these human-animal hybrids. They also believe that they can improve our knowledge of how humans develop as embryos. Chimeras have been around for years in such forms as human recipients of animal heart valves. However, critics are very concerned about the idea of implanting human brain cells in an animal. Wouldn't that animal be partly human? They say the integrity and dignity of human and animal life should not be violated by blurring the line between species.
Questions. Number 17. What is one reason why scientists are interested in creating chimeras? Number 18. What are critics of chimera research especially concerned about?
E. The book release. Thank you for attending my presentation today. I will be signing copies of my new book, The Political Wife, afterwards. My life as the wife of a politician hasn't been easy. There were times when I felt so stressed or depressed that it was hard to get out of bed, especially when my husband was falsely accused in the bribery scandal last year. I've wanted nothing more than to be honest and straightforward with people, but being the wife of a politician often precludes that. That's why numerous people have labeled me as cold and unsociable. I'm not that at all, as my close friends will tell you. But I have learned to keep my feelings pretty much to myself. Until now, that is. While putting pen to paper, or more precisely, finger to keyboard, I was able to let my hair down and tell it like it really was. In that sense, this book has been therapeutic, allowing me to reconnect with parts of my inner self that I'd repressed.
Questions. Number 19. How have many people labeled the speaker's personality? Number 20. What does the speaker say about the process of writing the book?